This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Small, SMALL, first name Jonathan, the date of birth August 8, 1962, date of evaluation August 4, 1922, the referring physician, disability and social service, the identifying information, the patient presented a California driver's license, which correctly identified the claimant. License number is C03-25578. The chief complaint, 59-year-old male referred for disability evaluation. The patient reportedly developed an episode of chest pain on December 24, 2019. He was evaluated at Kaiser Hospital and told that he had no evidence of myocardial infarction. He was then diagnosed with left bundle branch block, period. He then underwent nuclear stress test and was found to have a fixed defect with left ventricle ejection fraction of 30-35%, period. He has underlying hypertension, diabetes type 2, COPD, obstructive sleep apnea, and severe obesity, period. He was then referred as noted for biventricular pacing / AICD to restore cardiac resynchronization and primary prevention of sudden death, period. He had subsequently developed left upper extremity DVT involving the left subclavian and left axillary vein, period. He had then been started on Xarelto, period. He currently notes dyspnea at less than one block. He has left arm pain, but again was found to have patent coronaries, period. He has no orthopnea. He has no palpitations. He reports dizziness, period. Past medical history includes chronic systolic heart failure, next number hypertension, next number prediabetes with hemoglobin A1C of 6, next number asthma / COPD, next number DVT upper extremities, next number bilateral inguinal hernia, past surgical history, left heart catheterization. He has had AICD placement, period. The allergies, penicillin results in angioedema, Vicodin results in itching and swelling. Is medication, budesonide inhalation 0.5, one spray QAM, olopatadine, O-L-O-P-A-T-A-D-I-N-E, hydrochloride, one drop, H-I-P-R-N, Alitec, A-L-L-E-R-T-E-C, one daily, Aliflow, i.e. fluticasone, 50 micrograms per spray daily, DSS, 100 milligrams HS, Calvedilol, 12.5 milligrams, 1.5 tablet BID, Spironolactone, 25 milligrams, one daily, Entresto, /103, half BID, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 HS, Xarelto, 20 milligrams, 1 daily, famotidine, 20 milligrams, 1 daily, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily, Vixella, Vixela, fluticasone, salmeterol, 250/50, BID, ProAir, PRN, Spiriva, 25 milligrams, BID. D, family history, father died of colon cancer, mother died of CVA at age 82, she had diabetes. Social history, he is a prior smoker who quit in 2008. He denies any alcohol or drugs since 2019, period. The past surgical history include a vest and umbilical hernia. The physical examination, blood pressure 92/59, pulse 78, respiratory rate 16, height 71.25 inches, weight 295.6 pounds. In general, he is a moderately obese male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The vision, left eye 20/50, right 20/20, both 20/20-2. Respiratory exam reveals normal excursion. Lungs reveals decreased breath sounds at the bases. Abdomen is obese. No masses or tenderness noted. Cardiac heart sounds distant. Regular rhythm noted. No S3 noted. There is mild JVD. Back. No CVAT, genitourinary deferred, rectal deferred, skin, no cyanosis, clubbing, or edema noted, extremities, no edema, no vascularity noted, musculoskeletal, normal range of motion, neural, no focal abnormality is noted. The impression, this is a 59-year-old male who was noted to have chronic systolic heart failure with left bundle branch block and left ventricle ejection fraction of 30-35%, period. He underwent AICD / resynchronization therapy, period. He continues with dyspnea at less than one block. He further describes symptoms of dizziness consistent with orthostasis, period. He is noted to be mildly hypotensive, period. He underwent repeat echocardiogram here in the office. The echocardiogram reveals that is he has mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy. Left ventricular ejection fraction is now noted to be between 50 and 55%, period. Diastolic function is normal. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. He has normal RVPA pressures, period. The patient certainly most likely had evidence of chronic systolic heart failure as documented in his records, period. His echocardiogram reveals near normalization of his LV systolic function and the absence of diastolic dysfunction. Clinically, he has no findings of congestive heart failure at this time. He has no evidence of volume overload, period, he has decreased breath sounds, but this most likely is related to obesity and sleep apnea, period. He does have symptoms of orthostatic hypotension, which most likely is secondary to his aggressive blood pressure treatment, period. Despite his multiple problems, period, patient is considered to have symptoms consistent with New York Heart Association class 2, period. He does not have severe symptoms at this time, and his EF is noted to have improved, period. As such, he is able to perform limited tasks, period. He is occasionally able to lift, push, and perform tasks requiring exertion, period. He should be reassessed in 1 year, period, if his LV is then completely recovered. It would be hard-pressed to make an argument for ongoing disability as related to his heart failure, period. As noted, he has multiple comorbidities, including hypertension, sleep apnea / asthma, and prediabetes, period. However, these factors alone are not disabling. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient. Mr. Jonathan Small.